People wonder, many yeshivas, many, I've seen this, I've been a few yeshivas in my life, and I've heard this from others. I've heard Bachum here question. You see many yeshivas, you could ask around, you will like Bachum, many yeshivas, the top of the yeshiva are people who had Lebedika high school careers, let's say it in a nice fashion. People who weren't necessarily the big learners young. So I was troubled, what's the pshat? To me the pshat's clear, and for others also, I think it's clear to many people. The pshat is clear. What, in many yeshivas, you see the biggest masmidim, the biggest lamdanim, the biggest tamid chacham, the people who started with all different, I saw it in the mirror, I saw it in big yeshivas, chashu yeshivas, what's the pshat? To me it's clear. Well, the person sitting and learning was always learning. He thinks it's probably right. He doesn't know the other side. He's a little even curious. Maybe there's something else out there, maybe. So he learns, and he holds a vadi to learn. He could say shmuzim. And he holds very stark learning, but actually there's something there. The other one knows there's nothing there. He's totally committed. He left, he saw the sheker, and he's totally, there's no rifyan. There's no rifyan at all. He's totally 100% committed. It's this nekud and it's Kabbalah. There is no doubts. There's nothing out there. Zehu. There's nothing he's tempted with. It's all sheker. With that, there's no rifyan. There's no makkah. And the more rifyan there is, the less commitment. It's a tenai b'kabal satayr. There could be a mashu of rifyan. A mashu of rifyan means, I have a little makkah of savik. Actually, there is something out there. So he doesn't fully pursue kaptayr. He doesn't fully pursue esik atayr. He doesn't fully pursue kim atayr. And the tenai b'kabal satayr before shvuas, a person has to say to himself, I am totally, totally committed. Damas. No, vayisu merfidim. A person has to leave this matzah of rifyan, even if it's a dakos, even if it's a shayrish, a slight amount of rifyan, that he's not going for it fully. A person has to leave that matzah. All of Klai Yisrael in a matzah, they left Mitzrayim. They all were in, all of Klai Yisrael was in such a matzah. All Klai Yisrael had seen the sheker. They'd seen a place, Mali Shtufa, Mali Zima. And they all, by Yisrael Refidim, they made a decision to leave that master of Rifkin, that master that maybe has something better in Mitzrayim, maybe there's something better out there. There's nothing better out there. Tell you, my Shemesh to say, Rasa Yemesh, this is the only Kedai pursuit in the world. That's it. There's nothing else. Kedai, by Yisrael Refidim, that's the Tanayach of Kabbal Satayr. Sayin Esikat Tayr, Sayin Living Tayr. Tanay number one. Inyan Abay, which the Archaim is very mekatzer on last night we admired. The second inyan, who are shiflus vanova, is to be an anov. He ain't every term a skaim of a misha mashpil atzmai, who made some atzmai kemidbar, in order to start to make yourself like a desert. Keneged ze omar, vayachnu ba midbar. Pirush, losh is shiflus vanova. Kemidbar shakol darchim above. Like a desert anybody could trample on. It's open to all. A desert's not a closed place, it's a very open place, open to all. So too, the Tanai B'Kabal Satayr is by Midbar Sinai. They camped in the Midbar. Meisim Atzmak in Midbar. What does this Anava mean? What is this Anava? Our Chaim's not Meir. He stops that, he goes on to the third tonight. Last night we were Meir. I will share with you, the Ran and the Darim says that what does it mean to be Meisim Atzmak in Midbar? It says, Midbar Matana. Somebody who's Meisim Atzmak in Midbar. It's Hashem gives him prayers in Matana. Zok the Ran and the Darim, what does it mean? He's a midbar. Zakhtaran is mufkir lakol. He teaches people Torah. That's the Ran learns. He shares his Torah. A tanai v'kabbalah satayr is to share your Yiddishkeit. Your esek atayr, again, let's always talk to esek atayr and the living Torah. A tanai v'kabbalah satayr is you share your Torah. If you have any mitzvah, you have arvus on that mitzvah. Call yourself a reigns, Elazar. Any mitzvah you have, the oneness of arvus is you're not. What's chad? Arvus is a mud namaisav, I say. The halach is, I made kiddush. The halach is tonight, I can be moishi brickman in a kiddush. That makes sense. Shemeh koina. That has nothing to do with arvus. You don't need the sugi of arvus that tonight, if moishi brickman eats at my house, vadana, she said not, but if moishi would eat at my house, so I don't need arvus to be moishim. That's shemeh. However, if I already heard Kiddush, the halacha is that I can be, if I already made Kiddush, and Moshe Rabbeinu comes to my house, I can make Kiddush again for him. A mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush, and I'm making for Moshe Rabbeinu. I was yaitz already. What's going on here? You need to hear from a bar chiyuv. I'm not a bar chiyuv. I was yaitz my chiyuv already. How can I be mighty, Moshe Rabbeinu? I was yaitz my chiyuv already. And you need to hear from a bar chiyuv. So how was he yaitz? How could it be? another yid. How can that be? He can't hear from a katan because the katan's not mechuyev. How can he hear from me? I'm not mechuyev anymore. I was yotze mechuyev. I'm no longer bach yuva. How can he hear kiddush from me? The answer is kol yisrael areivim zel lazeh. Zot, what's the lamdas? Because arvus. So what? But I'm not a bach yuva. So what, arvus? So make sure Moshe Rickman hears kiddush. So what, kol yisrael areivim zel lazeh? So what? So I'm a shubit. What is kol yisrael areivim? I'm a cosign. I'm a chuyuv to make sure Moshe Rickman hears kiddush. Okay. So I walk. I'm a chuyuv to walk Moshe Rickman to the Gadisman's house. He can hear kiddush. But how could I be mitzian? Arvus says I'm a cosign, I'm a guarantee. I'm a chuyuv to make sure Moshe Brickman hears kiddush. Okay. So I should drag him to Yehuda. I'll walk Moshe. I can't let him, he won't walk himself. So I have to walk him down through the Gadisman's house, kiddush. But how can I be mitzian? So what? I'm a cosign in his chiyuv. I guarantee it, Hashem. Zot the Minchas Alazar, the Minchas Shadayim, that the pshat is that the commitment Arvus means that till he hears kiddush, you aren't yotzi yet. You are dying the bar chiyuva. You aren't yotzi your chiyuv yet. It changes halachas, by the way, because this lamdas, there are halachas lemaisa and afkaminas. Won't go into right now. There are halachas lemaisa, because Allah says halachas lemaisa, it's not stam or lamdas. It's halachas lemaisa and afkaminas he's willing to put on this lamdas. The svar of Kol Yisrael Reivim Zel says, you weren't yotze yet. Yotze mighty because you weren't yotze yet. If there's one yid out there who wasn't yotze yet, you're not yotze your chiv yet. Because your chiv kiddush says that you have to hear kiddush and assure everybody around you who you could make sure he has kiddush, you're mechuyev to make sure. I was on your yaitz already, you're still bach yuva. And he can hear from you, because you're not fully yaitz in your chiv kiddush yet. That's what Arvus says. Arvus says that your responsibility of mitzvah is to make sure others are yaitz in that mitzvah also. Until they're yaitz, you're not yaitz in the mitzvah. So tonight, the Kabbalah Satayr, for the acceptance of all mitzvahs, is to fully understand, to be an honor enough, to know that anything you have to share with others, if you have prayer yet, mechuyev to share with others, mufkar lekol, they came to the midbar, to the chin of anilus, they came to the midbar, hefker ki midbar, which the Ran learns means teach others, hefker lekol, to teach others. We spoke out from Mitzvah Sharm. If you don't believe this is Anava, we spoke out from Mitzvah Sharm last night. Mitzvah Sharm last night, Rabbi Chassid in Perach Abbez, and Chassidus says that the Anava is the pshat, that you don't lord over other people. Any mile you have is meant to share with others. That's the aside of an Anava. Any mile I have is meant, that's my, he said it's like a team. That you're given this talent and he has his talent, each one blends together for a good team. And he might what you have is used for the rest of the team. That's his mashal, a team of people to clean the house. That was his mashal. That's the middle tonight for Kabbalah Satayr. The third tonight, he says, Barachayim, the need for Kabbalah Satayr, who bechinas yir chachamim, v'schab was b'lei shalim. The tamim, loishi yir bad, is the yir chacham. The chacham have to come together in a shabbos, an attachment, in a leiv shalim. They shouldn't be alone. Shaleiam amar akos of cherev al abadim, a sword, and those who learn bad, those who learn alone. El yisvadu yachad, they should come together. A chevur who commits to learn together, b'chavura. And others, you'll teach others. This is a different bechina. This is a bechina beyond teaching others, of banding together in a chevur shach. Each one elevating the other. It's beyond teaching, it's being machshev him to allow him to teach you. It's making a chevrashah. If anava is a pshat hefker called giving to others, this is a much deeper level. This is anava and beyond. This is the pshat to make a chevrashah. To teach the person, okay, so I give over mine. This is even a stronger level of allowing him to teach me. Of forming a chevrashah, not learning cherv al abadim, not learning alone. El yisvadu yachad, to come together as a chabura. Yichadu zelazeh, and each one sharpens the other one. The Yasviru Panim Zelazer, and each one coming together and giving chizuk to the other one, explaining, learning to the other one. And that's Kineged Ze Omer Vayachin Sham Yisrael Lashin Yachid. Vayachin Lashin Yachid, not Vayachanu. Vayachan Ke'ish Echad V'Leiv Echad. Shenasu Kulon Yachid Ke'ish Echad. Ve'in At Tehei Mruyim Kabbalah Satayr. And only now you write Kabbalah Satayr. Torah. So the third tenai is the form of chevra, is that it shouldn't just be a person on his own, is on his odyssey to be a Torah-dick person. To say in Eisek HaTorah, and say in keeping the living Torah, he's not on an odyssey alone to be a Torah-dick person. He's not on an odyssey alone to finish Shas, to know Paiskim. It's with a chevra. It's together with a group. Each one being mechada zelazeh. That's the third tonight, Kabbalah Satorah. Obviously, very, very relevant to Bnei Yeshiva. The third tonight, Kabbalah Satorah, is not to stand before Shavuos to say, okay, I fulfilled Tanai 1. I'm ready to put in all my effort, not to have Rifian, not to have, I don't know, not to be mixas, not to be, I'm not sure. People have all Meshigasim. I don't know what Parnassus I'm going to, so I don't know. What Shaykhus? People have all Meshigasim, why they have Rifian? Why they're not fully committed? I'm not sure what Parnassus, I don't know if I'm going to fully be a Rangatan now. What are you attracting about Parnassus now? You have a wife, you have kids, what are you attracting about Parnassus now? Sit and learn Basmada. All the Meshigasim, why they have Rifian now? Make a commitment to Limud HaTorah. To living Torah, to fully orangutan learning. The person who carrying that tonight, Bezi, he'll be an anav. He'll talk and know that any mindless he has is to share with others. Any commitment to Torah he's going to keep is also a commitment to help others keep that Torah. And the third tonight is, I'm not in an odyssey myself. I'm not a one-man kiruv mission to help the world. I'm not a one-man to do myself. I'm going to form a chevrashav. I'm going to pull others into my environment. Together we're going to shtag. I'm going to learn from others. I'm going to teach others. I'm going to form a chevrashav. I'm going to join together. I'm not doing this alone. To be mischaber yachad, yud chachamim, with a chevrash halev. Shouldn't be bad. Shouldn't be bad. Should be with a chevrashav. To be together with a group who's committed together to shtag together, to grow together. The Chaim himself had such a chevra, Yadua, that he had a group of people they used to learn together. The Chida was amongst them, a group of Talmidim. They learned with tremendous chevrashav. This brought in Svarim. I read it in Svarim myself. I can't promise the validity. I read it in Svarim, but it's Taka brought in Svarim that I think it was the Archaim. One of the group had a dream that if they stay, they can't stay together anymore. Mashiach would have to come. Kleisel's not ready for it. They split up. The Chida went into Galus. He traveled the rest of his life. He traveled Europe. That's when he wrote his Sefer on all the Dalim. He went around Europe meeting the Dalim, but they were told by in the Chaloyim that they had to separate this group. But they were Makai in this Nakuda. Of Chevrashav, having a group as Chabras together to attach. People sometimes have this funny notion that the Achlas in the Yeshiva is like a childish thing. It's a Tnaiva Kabbalah Satorah by Sai. It's childish not to have it. A Chevras Halev is an essential ingredient to the third Tnai Kabbalah Satorah, that people should form together as a Chevra, to come together, each one be Mechazik, be Mechadah Zelazah, the Yazbir Upanim Zelazah. That's why Yechan Sham Neged Har, that Klai Yisrael dwell Ke'isha Chad Bleivachan. That's the third Tnai of the Archaic Kabbalah Satorah. Yeah, that's the commitments needed for Kabbalah Satorah. I would like to speak now a little bit that for a Ben Yeshiva, Avada, this all, the commitment in the Shavuos is not just in Limud HaTorah. It's a commitment in all areas of Torah. Ben Adam L'Makim, Ben Adam L'Chaveri, Ben Adam L'Atzla. It's an area of Shavuos is a commitment to all areas of the Torah. And in Yeshiva, this has to be said, and I've said it already about 5 times because it has to be said over and over because people get a little confused. It's all areas, a commitment to better live the Torah. A Ben Yeshiva, Vada works, his ikkar thing he's working on is Eisek HaTorah. So I would like to read, to learn a little together, a few inyanim, to study maybe a few things about Eisek HaTorah, because for a Ben Yeshiva, the frat, and in general for everybody, even after, for anybody, for a Ben Torah, the ikkar, Vada Talmud Torah Kenegad Kulam. So I would like to read together a few gemaras on Eisek HaTorah, but Vada, all our Eisek HaTorah is to lead that the Torah becomes real in us, and we live Torah. If we have Eisek HaTorah, that living Torah, the Eisek HaTorah is very garnish, it's worth nothing. The Eisek HaTorah is meant to light us on fire to live Torah. Charis ala luchas. It says by the luchas that it was charis. It was engraved. If Hirsch explains the reason why it was engraved in the luchas, why wasn't it written on the luchas? Why is it charis, engrained? It's engrained as the pshat. Writing on a paper is a davar nifrad. It's 2 things. You have the paper and you have writing. It looks like one because the ink is exactly on the paper. So it looks like one. But it's 2 l'maisa, it's 2 different things. L'maisa, it could be theoretically a way to erase, to take off the ink. We didn't have a good enough enough machine you can take out the ink, because it's two different things. There's ink on a paper. The avodah of Torah is not to have Torah on you like ink on a paper. It's not two different things. It has to be so part of you. Charis is the pshat that you engrave in the stone the writing. So the stone says Anochi Hashem. It's not written on the stone. It's not Dover Nifrad. The stone itself announces Anochi Hashem. Zuckerberg, it's not stamp poetry. It sounds very poetic. But what does that mean? It means that the Torah we learn can't just be somebody's a big masmid. It has to be, he's a different mensch. He learns Torah, he's different to his friend in his room. He's different to his parents, he's different to his spouse, he's different. It has to change the person, lish acher rules Torah. It has to, the asik at Torah has to lead to the person living Torah, being different than Torah. That's charis. What results of her says, what was the luchais? It was read mizeh mizeh in ksuvim. Nes, the luchas can be read on all sides. Shad Zatav Hirsch, that when it becomes so part of the person, in every aspect of the person, it's nicker, he's a ben Torah. His Torah can be read in every side. He learns in the base medrash, and he's on the court, and you see, oh, he's a ben Torah. He's eating a meal, you see, oh, a ben Torah. His Torah is so part of him, it's charis al luchas. It's so, his esek at Torah brings, that he's so real about his Torah, that it's nicker on him when he's sitting and eating, and oh, a ben Torah. He eats like a ben Torah, he talks like a ben Torah. In his dorm, oh, it's charis al luchas. It can be read mizeh mizeh. Any angle of the person, ben azmanim, during his man, ben astarim, during seder. Any angle of the person, you can see the Torah written clearly. It's anochi Hashem, whichever way you turn. That's charis al luchas. So we're speaking now about esek at Torah. We're going to learn a few gemaras on esek at Torah. But avada, with all this esek at Torah is for the purpose of the person becoming a walking Torah, to be charis on us. Tana Rabbanon. Rabbanon learned. Gemara in Bracha, Samach Alf Medbez. Pamachas Gazu Amalchus Arisha. Shlo Yaasti Yisrael B'Torah. The Malchus Arisha was Gazu on Klai Yisrael. That we shouldn't learn Torah. The Romans were Gazu on Klai Yisrael, and we can't learn Torah. Ba Papas Ben Yehuda. Papas Ben Yehuda came. Umatzu Rebbe Kiva. Shlo Yamaki Al Kehilais B'Rabim. He found Rebbe Kiva, who gathered Kehilais in public. Va'isik B'Torah. He was gathering large groups, kilos, congregations, barabim, in public. Could be makil kilos, he could do it in private also, no. He was makil kilos barabim. He was makil the kilos barabim in public. Isaac Batayan, who's Isaac and Tayan. Armalay. So Pavis Ben Yudah said, Akiva, Iata Messiarim Le Malchus, aren't you afraid of the kingdom? Aren't you afraid? His answer is not no. V'omar loy. He doesn't say no. V'omar loy, not loy lamed av, lamed vav. He said to Pabas Ben Yehuda, he doesn't say I'm not afraid, I am afraid. But emshal l'cha mashal, I'll give you a mashal. L'ma adav adayim, what's it similar to? L'shua shal yamal l'cha gav anur. A fox is walking by the embankment of the river. V'ra dogim shal yamiskabsim mimakam l'makam. He finds fish who are gathering together from place to place. Why are you running? Why are you gathered together here, school of fish? Boom, then all of a sudden you run to the next spot, then you run to the next spot. Where are you running? They said to him, the fish said to the fox, and they rished us because of the traps, the snares, the fishing rods, shemivian alim, they're throwing on us. The fish nets, they're throwing on us. Shemivian alim b'nei adam, that people are throwing on us. Amalem. So the fox said to them, Ritzaynchem shetali abasha, come on the dry land. V'godra aniv atem. V'nada, I'm sorry, v'nada aniv atem, and me and you will live together. The fox and the fish will live together. K'shem shedoru avoysayim avoysaychem. Like my fathers live with your fathers. Amulais, the fish said to him, Atuhu sha'im alecha pikech shebchayas. It's you, they say, you're the smartest of the animals. Like pikech ata latipe shata. You're not smart, you're a fool. Uma b'makam chiyuseinu, uma dof b'makam archiyus. Our life. Anu misyarim, we're afraid. B'makam yisaseinu, alachas kam v'kama. If it's in a place of our death, we'll certainly be afraid. Avanachnu, Achshu Shani Yoshim Oiskim Atayra, Zakta Papa. We are Oisik, Zakta, I'm sorry, Rabbi Kiva. We are Oisik and Tayra. Shekasuba Kihu Chayecha Varech Yamecha. It's your life, Varech Yamecha, the length of your days. Kach. So we're not afraid. But if we're afraid of learning Torah, manu holchim u'mevatlim mimena, alachas kam v'kama. If we would leave Torah alachas kam v'kama, that wouldn't be good for us. Zok the milas haTorah. There's actually, this is in the back of Ma'ilas HaTorah, there's a sefer by a Talmud of a Talmud of the Goyim. The Goyim had a Talmud of Menachem Mendel, and his Talmud was of Yitzchak Chaver from the Gdolei Adar, and he wrote a sefer on the Goyim's brother wrote a sefer on Limud HaTorah called Ma'ilas HaTorah, and this of Yitzchak Chaver wrote a pirush on it, Alpi Kabbalah, but he has pieces there that Alpi Niglo also. So he has a piece on this Gemara, and he says as follows. Bo Rei, come and see. Ad Kama Yigia Ma'ilas HaTorah. How far the asik, the mila, the advantage of somebody learning Torah is, v'aynesh bitula, and how deep is the punishment for one who's mevatel Torah? Shaykaimala, we pass in shakol amitzvos nidchem de kuach nefesh. All mitzvahs are pushed off because of kuach nefesh. K'mayishin emar v'chay b'hem. Live in Torah, don't die. V'lay shiyamas b'hem. So all mitzvahs in the Torah, a person is matzuk that mitzvah and he can save his life. In a dangerous matzah like this, he put his life on the line and other Yid's life on the line. Papas Ben Yehuda was coming with an erlich ataina. What are you doing, Rabbi Akiva? You're putting your life on the line. You're putting other Yid's life on the line. Picture it. He's killing Jews, little kids, innocent kids, innocent men, gathering them berabim, matnil kilos berabim, when the punishment's death and the Romans carry out their threats. So he said to Mechaibem, Pabas Ben Yehuda came with a from a taina. He came with a true taina, an erlich taina, Mechaibem. It says on this, he's supposed to live like Shiyama Sakiva. What are you doing, Mechaibem? You're supposed to live in this, not die in this. What are you doing? You're not allowed to do. You are supposed to do what you're doing. He's not asking him, Stam. This is how he learns in Yitzchaver. He's not asking him, Stam, aren't you afraid? He was saying, aren't you afraid of Ruchni Sigh Sakana? You're wrong, Rebbe Kiva. Rechaiba him. He says, live in Torah. Don't, Melashi Yamas then. Yuchiv Kabbalah Satar, we stand in Shavuos, is we're going to live in Torah Mitzvahs. It's not going to be the cause of our death. If Rahman al-Islam, it says, Matu Sakana, it's Nidcha bin Mayim. Except for the big three. The three. Why is it Chuvasi I love? So what did the kid answer? What did he answer to him? His answer was, Talmud Torah is not similar to all mitzvahs. Shekulam nidchum de sakana levad. Levad chutz migidah raizah shvich zdamim b'vadizar. All the Torah is nidchum because sakana. Shenet kosev v'chaybem. Al derech, like similar to what the Gemara says, Chalol Shabbos achas kdesh yishma Shabbos is harbe. Like the Gemara in Shabbos says, be mechalol one Shabbos, it will cause the key of many Shabbos. So keep, break the Torah to keep future mitzvahs. Don't give up your life. Ma'ashenkin Talmud Torah is different. Shagodol schara shenaisenes chayim gam ba'il mazeh. Torah is the pshadik of schiyus noil mazeh. V'uchayiv mamash shel adam. It's literally the life of the person. V'lechein loishayich boi mikro d'v'chaybem. The words don't make sense. V'chaybem. So don't learn Torah. Zatil kibet the pabas when you do the words don't make sense. What are you telling me? V'chaybem. It says v'chaybem. So don't learn Torah. Zatil kibet. That's not. Doesn't make sense. Torah is yihu yichayecha. V'ayrich yamecha. It is chiyus. The words don't make sense. You can't tell me don't breathe. Die so you live. If he's dead, he can't live. Torah is chiyus. Kihu chayecha v'ayrich yamecha. Torah is life. Kiyem chayenu. It's living. It's life. If it's life, it does, the words don't make sense. It doesn't pass to say v'chaybem, live, and be mevatel Torah. The words are, I have to live, v'chaybem. Life means Torah. She'adra betul agoyim bitul achayim bevaday. If, zot v'kiva, if I'm mevatel Torah, it's definite death. Bitul Torah itself, ki yu chayecha, it's death. If I'm mevatel Torah, it's death. If we don't learn Torah, if Klai Yisrael not Isaac, but Torah, it's death. Vaday death. So what do you tell me? I should vaday kill myself because it's a suffix, we might die? That's what you're telling me. It's a suffix, it's possible, the Romans might not care. if there's even 1% chance they won't catch us, if there's even a 0.001% chance they won't catch us, why should I give up Vaday death for, well, there's a chance that it's not death. There's a chance we'll live. I'd rather not Vaday commit suicide. It doesn't make sense to commit suicide because 99% they're going to get us. And he compares Talmud Torah to fish in the water. If they leave the water for a second, they die. Your schius is gone. He says, like, I already beyond ulamala ikur chias ishi Israeli ain al b'tayra ki ain lemetzias b'teva klal rak bria chadasha mamish al yedei atayra. Thank you. Shubazeh chidush abria umi she'ain aisi b'tayra nifsa chayim. He goes in to explain it more. Al pi kabbala. The second Gemara I want to read today is very relevant to the first Gemara. So Gemara in Avodah Zarah Gimel Amud Beis, this is quoted by the Ma'ariv Satayr himself. This is quoted by the Gaon's brother in Ma'ariv Satayr. And the Gemara says, Gimel Amud Beis in Avodah Zarah. I'm reading in the Gemara, the way he quotes it, our Gemara is a little bit different. He says as follows, Vatas Adam Kedge Hayam, the Gemara by the Zara. And the Gemara asks, Lama Nim Shlubane Adam Kedge Hayam, why is man compared to fish in the water? Loimilcha to tell you, Madagim Shebayam, Kivin Sha'ilim Liyabasha, the second they go on dry land, Miyad Mason, immediately they die. Afne Adam, Kivin Sheparshim Adivre Taira, Minamitzas, if they separate from Taira and Mitzvahs, Miyad Mason, if they separate from Asik Atayra, and kiyam amitzvus, immediately they die. Davar acher, another pshat. Madagum shebiyam, just like fish in the sea. Kivin shekodra leim chama, when the sun shines on them, when the sun beats down on them, miyad meisim, they die immediately. Kach b'nei adam, kivin shekodra leim chama, miyad meisim. Immediately they die. Ad ken et megmart nageyas. Frek mayla satayra, it's a steer in the drushes. It does say davar acher, but it's a steer, it's a steer in Mitzius. What is the drush? The first drush is just like the dogim. Immediately when they leave the water, they die. So two people, when we leave Tyre and Mitzius, immediately the person's dead. And then it says that just like fish when they leave the water, they die when the sun beats down on them. Not immediately. When the sun, well, if it's the night they live, they die when the sun comes out and shines on them. So to us, if we leave Tyre, when the kiyun shekadra leim chama miyad meisim. So he says, what's the pshat? It's a steer in drushes. V'lechayr tamua ha-miyad sha'ilim na-mayim kaidim shekadra leim chama miyad meisim. What's pshat in the second drusha? The mitzias is not true. The first drusha is mitzias is true. The first drusha says that the moment the fish leaves the water, so it's miyagnes. That's true. If that's the mitzvah of Shubha Seder. The second Rasha says, no, the moment it leaves the water and the sun shines down on it and burns it, scorches it, then it dies. Tamua, I thought you already said miyag shalom and amayim kaidim shakajo leim cham miyag nesim. Venera. Zagda maila satayra venera. Dachi perusha, the following is the pshat. The tzarek lovin, you have to understand. Maidna karma, what's pshat? Kivan shaparshim and atar miyag nesim. What's the pshat? The moment a person stops learning, he dies. When he breaks, Friday we may go to the park, Ben Astor we may lie down. It wasn't given to angels. Person that's asak me parnasa, gamkein, like it says in Abayis, kol tarishin ramalacha, sefer b'teila. Person has to be as a chiyuv, b'chayiv v'shtadlos, b'zeh sefer adech alechem, he signs a ksuv, he's going to support his wife. V'chein isu v'per keitzim Mevarchim, Mevarchim, Vasakut Dibanecha, Hanig Ben Derech Eretz, Shtegel Chiyuv. The Darshan is Vasakut Dibanecha, the Gemara in Brachas, Hanig Ben Derech Eretz. So what's Pshat? Valzem Etoritz, Zok the Goyin's brother, Alzem Etoritz. That the second Drasha comes to answer it up. The Madakama Dovarachim, Madogim Shemayam Kim Shekhojolem Chama, Pirish. The Pshat is as follows. Kimayish Yesh Kama Dogim Shechoyim Lichos Piyabasha Kama Shois. There are two types of fish. Some fish die immediately. They leave the dry, they go into the dry, they leave the yam, they die immediately. But there are fish that can live kamashos. So which type of fish should we daim it to? He says as follows. Those fish that can live a long time, when the sun beats down on them for a long time, then they die. If the pshat is, he's perished by need for parnasa, for other needs, for yishuv das, he's perished. He learns as strongly as he can. His das is tamid ala Torah, but he always is living and learning. He has in mind to finish maseftas. He has a project. He has a plan. Whatever he's doing, he might be asking parnasa, but he always knows he has a plan. He wants to learn a certain amount a day. It's very important to him, and it's on his mind. That seder is extreme. I say teresa keva. It's very important. It's important in his mind. He doesn't die. It's essential to him. It may be even a chiyuv. There's no problem there. Then it's not miad meis vakerti schayayu. The Aruch Lener says in one place, it's called he's learning all day, the Aruch Lener says. The Aruch Lener himself is a doctor. The Aruch Lener says that it's called he's learning all day. It's called he's learning all day. Vad, it's not miad meis. So that's the second drasha. The first drasha is going, the moment the person's Messiah das from learning, that's miad meis. And then he's like the fish who dies immediately. He's Messiah das. If Torah is not important to him, he moved on in life. He's a working man now. Get tired. Not important to him. Then he's miad meis. The person's meis. But if the person of pshat is, he has other asakim. But Torah is kev, that's important to him. V'daitei tomna Torah, he has a plan, he wants to finish masechtos, he wants to finish shas. He wants to learn Torah, he wants to live Torah. He wants to live the mitzvahs of Torah. So pshat is, he's oisken Torah kol hayoyim. It's not mis. Avol, however, im nishtakeya b'hav le'ilum hazeh, if that person will get so stuck in the hav le'ilum hazeh, v'sayraf b'libay chem nesayilum hazeh, and it burns in his heart, a desire for olam hazeh things, for taivas, shenim shel l'shemesh, which is compared to the sun, k'mash shekasum imeged tvua shemesh. And he brings another pasuk in Shiashirim, shezafani hashemesh. So he says that taivas olam hazeh and chemdas olam hazeh is compared to the sun. If it's sayer v'libay, this taiva, this chuk of olam hazeh, then azim miyadu meis v'nidim begehenim, then immediately he's dead. Then his pshat in the Gemara. Then the Gemara applies that if the sun is kadr alayim, the fish, the sun shines on him, the person is so lost in havle olam hazeh, then the pshat is, he's miyad meis. And he quotes another Gemara in Chagiga also, that called Paisim Midivrei Torah. If somebody leaves Torah also, quotes the Gemara, the person goes to Ganim. Achil lo segachle v'samim. He quotes a Zayar in Chayesar, the man that posset me araisa, amili d'alma, somebody who leaves the Torah for worldly things, which he upteaches, it means that he forgets about the Torah. He leaves it legamri, he's a masiyach das, it's not negayat him to learn Torah. Yistabchum chayusim ehay alma, his life ends in this world. Quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, oizvi Hashem yichlu chas v'shalom. Yeah, and he quotes more Gemaras. I think the Gemaras very, very strongly speak for themselves. I want to end with one nekuda on this whole issue, and with one more nekuda. And it ties everything together, and there's nothing said till you have this last nekuda. Nothing what I spoke has any relevance till you have the last nekuda. We see all these gemaras. Esek atayrus achias is our life. It's our life. We have a gemara the three tonight of kabbalas atayrus. After all the shmooze, there's only one mitzvah d'oraisa, Rabbi Sai, tonight. On Shavuos. I shouldn't say tonight, because it's actually a big shaila. If there's a mitzvah of simcha, the first night of Yom Tov, it's not so posh. Because simcha is mamay samayda shayari from the carbon. There was no carbon chagiga tonight. It's only brought on Yom Tov. Kitzur Agarim. But on Shavuos, there's only one mitzvah d'oraisa, Rabbi Sai. It's only one mitzvah d'oraisa, the entire Shavuos, the Mimikayim Shavuos. It's important to remember, it's probably the hardest mitzvah on Shavuos of all the three chagim, because you're very tired. But there's one mitzvah d'oraisa on Shavuos. The only one. That mitzvah d'oraisa on Shavuos is the mitzvah d'oraisa of Simcha. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to be happy, basa b'yayin, simple basa b'yayin, but it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to have Simcha. Why do we speak about Esek HaTorah? I remember once I went to a gadol in Eretz Yisrael. I've said over the story. I went to a gadol in Eretz Yisrael, the Yeshiva of Kamenetz, with Yitzchak Shiner, very big gadol in Eretz Yisrael. He was an American boy from Cincinnati. I forgot where he's from. A mishuloch was coming. He was in public school. He said many gadolim came to Eretz Yisrael. He's looked to us from the gadolim, the Yeshiva of Kamenetz, and he was in, and a collector was collecting for Torah V'Das Yeshiva. And the collector came to his house, collected the Torah V'Das. I don't know how much money he got, but he got this bachur. He brought him back the Torah V'Das. He was impressed with the Yitzchak Shiner. He brought him back the Torah V'Das. He learned from Shlomo Haim, and he became who he became. Kitzur HaDvarim. So I was there before El Zman. It was the end of Ben Zman, and a Yid brought us in, a few of my chaverim to Shiner, before the Zman, to give us the Chizik Shmuz for the Zman. And it was a confusion. He had thought that there was a confusion on the times. We waited there for an hour. He had been at the Chasna. There was a confusion on the times we were supposed to meet him there. So we had waited in his house for an hour, and he came back very rushed. Very, very rushed. He came back from the Chasna, and he didn't... It was pashut that he was very tardy. He'd just come back. He probably had other things to do. He didn't. There was pashut miscommunication on the time of this meeting. So when he spoke to us, it became nicker from the speech that he thought we were people who were thinking of coming from. That was clear just from his speech to us. It was unbelievable. I advise you, if you ever want to go to God, maybe you should dress up. We would be wearing yeshiva clothing. He was pashut tarid. Could be kedai to wear maybe modern clothing. It's kedai, maybe it was probably unbelievable ashkacha we got to shmuz. He was telling us kedai to be from, maybe he knew we were, okay, maybe he knew me well. Okay. But he spoke to us. It was an unbelievable experience to have a God speak to us in that open way. But he told us, what's that avodas elohim? Remember what he said to us. I'm getting the abdom because I'm being honest. He didn't say it to Bnei Yeshiva. It wasn't the parentage for Bnei Yeshiva, but I believe it's true for Bnei Yeshiva. I believe it's true. Shavuos. I believe it's true. And to back it up, the one mitzvah of Raisa Simcha. He told us that the ikar avodas elohim, the ikar avodas elohim is to be, is the vadi you want to commit to Yiddishkeit. The ikar is the simcha, is to be happy. Gilu berada, rejoice in fear, as the Pasuk told us. That agam, it's a serious matzah, but with simcha. The avodah of Shavuos, the mitzvah of the rice of Shavuos, avodah, we're all going to make a commitment to Esek HaTorah. And I read the Chazal, we should give an erech, the Chazal, we should give an erech to what it means, Esek HaTorah Tzachiyas. Avodah will make a commitment to Esek HaTorah. We'll make a commitment to living Torah. And avodah will make, and avodah, the Tanoyim needed for Torah, we need this amsus, this effort, this commitment, this lack of rifya, no more, to get rid of sveikas, to get rid of, I'm not sure, imbalav or afgib yada, it's amsus. We need the anova, we need the chevreshach, together, biyachad. But the thing that pulls everything together is that nekud is to work on being a simcha, to appreciate it. The mitzvah d'oraisa, the one mitzvah of the yom, is to be molei simcha, that ashreinu matoy chalkeinu, asher b'chabonu mikol amin v'nasim lanu as Torah, is the simcha zachayim that we're zoicha to learn Torah. The simcha zachayim that we're zoicha to live Torah. Simcha, to appreciate it. That's the thing which pulls everything together. All this is givalg Esek HaTorah, but not the derech of pressure, intensity, should be but simcha. That's the mitzvah d'oraisa only. There's nothing getting shavuos. Every other yom has other mitzvah d'oraisa of the day. We spoke out earlier one teretz, why there's no mitzvah yom. Every other yom has other mitzvah yom. This is the only mitzvah simcha. That's the only mitzvah simcha. That's the pshat. we spoke at earlier, we spoke at other pshatim. We spoke at one of pshatim of hers. We spoke at the pshat, we spoke at is the same reason it's called shvois, weeks. It's called after the preparation. It's because the yom is only kefi achanas, kefi your commitment, kefi your preparations for the day. There is nothing, there's no, every other yontiv has, on that yom you can shteig with a certain mitzvah. Here the shteiging is before as the commitment, coming in committed. The shteiging is in a deeper level as you. Every other yom, there's an external way of celebrating the yom. Even if you didn't prepare properly, you could have shaychus to the yom. Even if you're not the proper kibbol to accept the Torah, to be Torah then, but you have shaychus to the yom. You have shaychus to cheres. Pesach's the pshat, the hope of the asid. You also have shaychus to that. You also have shaychus to that. You could also be a, you could also, maybe one day you'll also come to Har Sinai. Even the yid who's not Torah committed could have shaychus to Pesach in a certain bechina. He's also a ben chayin. He also has possibilities. He can have shaychus to sukkus. Hashkachas Hashem, he also has hashkachas Hashem. He's a ben Yisrael, he's a ben Melech. The Shavuos is the pshat, it's Kabbalah Satorah. Is the pshat that you're committing to live and do the Torah. There are no external ways of having shaykhahs for the day. It's either you are the mitzvah hayoyim. It's either you are there and ready to keep the Torah. Somebody pointed out, this was a conservative shul. Do you notice on the walls, there's every other chag but Shavuos? Every other chag they have but Shavuos. It can't be shaykh to somebody who's not committed to Torah. It can't be. What shaykhs? What do I celebrate? There's nothing to hold. There's nothing to. The only celebration is us. Is that we're B'nai Torah. We're committed to keep the Torah. We're committed to the Isaac and Torah. We're committed to live Torah. And the yom, the chiv ayom, the only mitzvah yom is simcha. Rejoice in it. Rejoice in Ashreinu Matoichal Kem that was zeichet to be Am Yisrael. That was zeichet to be the Am Anivchar. The nation who Hashem chose to hand us the Torah. Who chose to give us this Tafkid Achayim. Who chose us to be Torah-dika people. Who chose us to have this special keshe with Hashem. Through Hashem, through Eisik HaTorah, through living Torah, through Limud HaTorah. We have to have tremendous, tremendous joy. I want to leave with something specific. We spoke a lot, very general things. I want to leave with a specific thing to put in front of the Olam that I would like to work on myself. So I share with the Olam. We are a chevra. Baruch Hashem, we're a close chevra shaf in yeshiva. I think B'nai Chabur, to put in front of us a suggestion of something that maybe this Shavuos we can commit to. Something we commit to. Based on this point that we have to have a simcha, we have to have a joy that we're the Am HaNivchar, that we have to have a joy in living Torah, in learning Torah, living Torah. So I want to have a specific suggestion. I always admired, if you ever heard of Avigdor Miller, or any many Gedolim for that matter, many Gedolim, quote a Gemara, or quote a Pasuk Chumash. Rav Fishman once told me, Rav Shkoyle told me, that if you want to know a good speaker, if you go to a speech, and you want to know, is it kedai to learn from the psukim, from the person? This is what he told me. It's interesting. He told me it's about Rav Matzion Salman, that others. A beautiful thing they do is when they're quoting the Gemara, he said they read the Gemara and they relish the Gemara. He said Rav Matzion will relish the Gemara. Then he's mice of a little knetch. But the Gemara is the thing and he relishes it. If you ever heard Rav Avigdor Miller say over Chazal, Omar, Romi, Bar, I can't do the voice. I didn't need that. But what he does is quotes it like he's counting gold. Each word, Omar Reb Lazar, Omar Reb Hanina, and it's like it's, he relishes every word. He relishes the words. He relishes the Torah. If Shavuos is the pshat that was supposed to be the simcha that we're yidden, we have to relish Yiddishkeit. We have to relish everything about Yiddishkeit. So I want to propose as follows: in learning, it's too difficult to say we should learn slower. I'm not saying that at all. So I want to suggest a specific thing. The difference, I've been thinking, this is not my talk, but I was speaking to Ezra for a while, this has been on my mind for a few months, myself, and I will share the rabbin. The difference, a person makes a bracha. He says the bracha, the difference he benches. The difference, when I bench, the shunah dikfas, the difference if I bench slow is 2 minutes during the day. Let's assume you bench once. So the average American, he used to be a bench. Well, American benches once a day about. If he benches slow, the difference is 2 to 3 minutes max. The difference, slow benching and fast benching. It's 2 minutes. benching, anything that he does, benching is the pshat, a connection to Hashem. Is a connection to Hashem. To be aware of Him. Ma is the connection to Hashem. Connection to Hashem is the pshat chayei olam not abisachenu. Is the pshat nitzchias. All the Torah we have, all the living Torah, is the pshat wezeichet nitzchias. It gives us chiyus in this world, limudat Torah, living Torah, it gives us chiyus in this world, gives us chiyus in the next world. It's nitzchias, forever. That benching, that maisa brach, that anything we do, is a forever thing. It's nitzchias. Chayei olam not abisachenu. You're living eternal life when you do that. You're living nitzchias, you're touching nitzchias. When a guy eats a steak sandwich, eat it with a geschmack. You eat it slowly, you appreciate, you chew it, you enjoy every bite. You don't see a guy in the steak sandwich, stuff it down his mouth. When we live Yiddishkeit, you live, when you learn Torah, when you say a bracha, it's life forever, it's eternal life. It's nitzias. Let's work in working on this nekud of simcha, of living with joy in it, appreciating it. A big nekud of simcha, how can we appreciate it if we just stuff it down? If a person is b'leya matzah layotza, if you swallow matzah in ayotza, if you b'leya mitzvah layotza either, if you swallow mitzvah in ayotza either, b'leya matzah is not yotza because you didn't taste the tama matzah. We stuffed it down our throats. If we take a bench and we b'leya the bench, we're not yotza. You hear somebody get up to get an aliyah. I'm not making fun of anybody. If you say it's stage fright, it could be you hear a bacher get up to make an aliyah or a young man. I've done it many times. You say, that's b'leya mitzvah. Chayei olam not abisachenu. What are you saying when you make a bracha on the Torah? Asher bracha banu mikol ha'amim. V'nasan lanu es ha'Torah. Nasan lanu Torah semes. We say it, the second one. V'chayei olam not abisachenu. Chayei nasan. Chayei nasan. Chayei olam not abisachenu. Eternal life He gave us. B'simcha. You stuff it, we belay it, you can't enjoy it. Say it slowly. V'chayei olam nata b'soichenu. Slowly. I would go around, I don't want to try myself. So I can't ask anybody else, because I would fail myself. Try to say alamichya slowly. You can't. I bet half the people here, I can't do it. Slowly, I would forget words. If I said, all of a sudden, I might see others. Somebody asked me, might see, I pull out a siddur. Why? I could say it fast. I would get it exactly. But I memorize it fast. If I would try to say it slowly, I cannot. Somebody asked me, might see, I pull out a siddur. Then I want to say it slowly. I cannot say it slowly by heart. Try, test yourself. See if you're smooth slowly. I don't can't test anybody because I don't think I would miss. So can I embarrass somebody else? Let's train the chayei olam not abisachenu to relish Yiddishkeit. You relish it by saying it slow, by doing the acts of mitzvahs in a geschmack way. Doing it, the person doesn't grab a little, shake it and put it down. Appreciate, relish it, grab it and hold on to it. You say in Asher Yotzer, say it, chayei olam not abisachenu. Eternal life He planted in us. Say in Asher Yotzer, could we get tested here in Asher Yotzer slowly by heart? This is what we're going to go slowly. Listen to a bacher say, Chayei olam not abisachenu. Chayei olam not abisachenu. You heard what you just said? And what, how do we say it? Listen to the aliyas. Chayei olam not abisachenu. Maybe it's fishing. Listen to Mizumin. Yehi Shem Hashem Mivarach. Me'atav yad olam. We're zoicha to say that. Ashreinu matayv hakenu, appreciate it. Say it with geschmack. You'll feel the geschmack. Just say it with geschmack. If you're by Leah, you don't get the time, we won't get the time. Say, Rabbi Sai Nivarech. Yehi Shem Hashem Nivarech. Me'atav yad olam. Birshus Maranav Rabbanan Rabbi Sai. I'm stumbling, so I'm trying to say it slow. Nivarech Shechal Menushaloi. Nivarech, we bench Hashem, we have Shaychas to the Borei, because we ate His food. Which Uma gets to thank Hashem for the food? Which Uma says thank you as if we stand, not as if we are? Which Uma can turn to the host and say thank you, the food was delicious? We Azanis Ha'olam Kulay. B'chein B'chesed V'rachamim. We turn to the Baruch Shalom and we say, thank you, God, the food was delicious. He's B'faneinu, we live by Him. Asher B'chabanu Mikol Ha'amim, V'nasan Lanu Es HaTorah, Can't even say it slowly. But we have to train ourselves to relish it, to eat it up, to have simcha on it. Ashreinu matoy chalkeinu. What I'm proposing, the prayer is slow down our lives. If we have a chayyolam, relish the chayyolam. Not if. We have a chayyolam. The chayyolam not of Ashreinu. Let's relish it. Let's say bracha slowly, appreciate it. Let's say in our michya slowly. Let's say all the words. Not to be mamish, not to be crawling. Let's say it. Let's appreciate it. Let's not swallow up chayyim v'seinu. You just said chayyim oylam natay. Should do a record at the bima. The chayyim oylam natay v'seinu. A bracha should get up and say asher bracha bonu mikolo amim. Slowly. Some tzaddik put on there that it's written there. So read it from there. So we memorize it slow. It's hard to switch. We memorize it fast. It's very hard to switch to memorize it slowly. That's what I want to propose in front of the ilm. I want to propose that in all areas of Yiddishkeit, we work on slowing down. We slow down. Brachas b'frat. I should say all areas. B'frat, this nekuda brachas, this beautiful kesher to the bari ilm. This beautiful kesher to Hashem that we get to be so connected to Hashem. Through brachas. So connected. That we can say, shakol niya b'dvarei. You created everything. Thank you. Baruch ato Hashem. That we could eat it. You know what you're doing when you say Baruch ato Hashem? You're saying you're blessed. What does it mean you're blessed? To bless somebody is to give them what they want. What does Hashem want? He wants us to serve Him. Hakol baruch b'dvarei. Baruch ato Hashem l'keinu melech o'ilam shakol niya b'dvarei. Means in English, Hashem, I commit to serve you. I want you to be blessed. I want your rutzen to be mekuyim. I commit to serve you. You created everything. I'm so appreciative. This delicious candy. Thank you. I commit to serve you. That's what it means in English. That's what it means in English. Simple English. It means I commit to serve you. I commit to serve you. I'm so appreciative of the candy you make. Can you imagine? Which other Uma turns to Hashem and says, thank you, the candy's delicious. He's right there. He's standing next to us. Thank you, Hashem. It's delicious candy. Haflu a fella. What do we sometimes do? What did we say? We have chayyolam b'simcha. That's the mitzayim shavus. To relish it. To relish Torah. To relish esek haTorah. To relish limud haTorah. To relish living Torah. To relish the Torah life. To appreciate it. To make commitment never to leave it for a second. Miyad hu meis. It has nothing to do with what parnasa we choose. It has nothing to do with anything. It has to do with one thing that we commit to living Torah. Commit to learning Torah. Esek haTorah. It has nothing to do. There's no shaykhus to a career choice. None. There's no shaykhus. The same guy who plans on working, who plans on being in chinuch, should he be zayche, still says that his request, Acha shalti meis Hashem, hoy tzavakish, shivti veis Hashem koi mechayai. How? By relishing Torah. By learning Torah with an asik, not without any rifyan, without any quest, no shaykhus to what parnasa. Finish kedushin. Finish shas. What shaykhus to what parnasa? Yeah. Asik in Torah, living and learning, living in Torah Hashem, appreciating Torah Hashem. And keep in mind, the only mitzayim is simcha. Everybody should mark it, have a little yayim. The person who can ask the shiva, every person should have a molly lugum of, don't get drunk. Every person should be mocked with have a molly lugum of yayin. I don't know a heck or not to. And simchel bas of yayin should have basar. Some have mocked even on the milchig meal to give a little taste after the suda. If you want to wash and have basar, shayach, you can touch the suda. Pashin, don't have to wash. So have basar afterwards, eat a milchig meal, wait to clean out your mouth, either with a drink and some food, wait a half hour, whatever your particular customers, and then maybe have a little piece of meat, ain't simple bas v'yayin. But avada, that's the only way to bring out the simcha. But the simcha is that we relish Yiddishkeit, we appreciate Yiddishkeit. Let us talk, maybe this idea will be something that we could strive in slowing down Yiddishkeit. Let's slow it down, let's get an aliyah, and let's at least the rabbi be embarrassed, say, Baruch Aruch. What do we say? You didn't say anything. Baruch Ata Adoy. Slowly. Let's slow. slow down Yiddishkeit. Let's make Chaye Olam Nata B'Secheinu. Let's feel it. Let's touch it. Let's grab. Let's hold on to it tight. So that's the Lemaisa thing that I want to suggest to us as a commitment, maybe for this Shavuos, is we're going to more appreciate Chaye Olam Nata B'Secheinu. We're going to try to appreciate Torah more. How? By slowing down brachas. One particular facet of the Torah lifestyle. By slowing it down. Saying a bracha, the shmak. Saying a bracha, achrayna, benching. The difference in a day is a few minutes, and the difference is nitzchias. You're a different person. You'll be working one day, and you'll be a guy, you'll say, whatever your job is, it should be in chinuch, ashrecha. It's another thing, you'll be learning Torah, ashrecha. But it should be, you say, benching one day, you bench with a, you relish it. You eat up the benching. You're not baleya, but you chew it like a, like an animal would chew a good piece of steak. You chew up a benching. Let us be zaychataka. We should taka feel it in its full, in the full sense of the word, and we should be simcha on the fact that Hashem is chayi olam not abisichenu.